One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I'm trying to rack my brain of what celebrities I've actually met and what celebrities I met in my dreams.
That's so really he did nice. A magic trick like, for you whoops. And then bought your mom a book.
He's like, if you make me say D's nuts, I literally am going to cut you. American Eagle, Property Brothers.
Saw Katy Perry in Whole Foods getting pickled pig's feet.
Ew.
Katie, we got to ask you about that.
Hi.
Hey, it's Sarah and Lo Beeston,
your Fairly Odd Sisters.
Woo!
Yeah!
Please don't make me do it again.
Well, welcome back to the podcast. We're so excited to be here today. We have an exciting episode that I'm excited to read about.
Yes.
Oh, first of all, The Bachelorette has started and I watched the first episode.
You finally did?
Yes. So we can recap on that if you want to do any touches on that. My other thing is everyone and their dog has told me that I need to watch US Love Island only this latest season because I heard that US Love Island sucked before. But now this new season I hear is like the best Love Island season. It's way better than Bachelorette. And I've never watched Love Island because there's like 100 episodes per season and that's overwhelming as frick.
So overwhelming.
Because there's so many seasons.
What like, is how do you it ever about catch up? This season? Is it there's more drama? Is it people like the characters? They're like
people
actual
people. People are obsessed with Love Island like UK and Australia, I think. But now this new season, everyone says you got to watch it. And so I think I'm going to start it.
I will start it too. I just don't understand how, like, what do they do for 60 episodes?
I don't know, but it must be really good.
Do they bring in more people? How do they keep it going?
I think they say it's way more interesting to watch than The Bachelor Bachelorette. So I think it's giving Paradise, but better.
Oh.
And Paradise is my favorite out of the,
okay.
Out of the, you know.
Well, I will give it,
I'm going to give it a good old try, college try.
Yes.
But anyway, we watched the first episode of The Bachelorette. What did you think of it?
I thought Jen was really fun.
She held herself really... I feel like she had really great questions
for
the men. Yeah,
she did. And I think she's more real. Not real, but she isn't afraid to say things on camera. Like, be herself, be goofy, be quirky. She'll just say whatever. And I kind of like that.
You could tell she was nervous in the beginning when she's meeting them all because she kept doing this fidgety dance.
Yes. I mean, how could you not
I
be nervous?
I don't know.
Literally, all of America is watching you. And you're meeting all these guys that you have to... I'd be shaking in my boots.
Yeah. I do feel like sad because there was like a couple guys that I wanted to see more of that got sent home automatically.
Wait, which
or
guy?
The first night. I don't know their names, but I was just like, dang, I wish I could have seen a little more of them.
Yeah. There was a few questionable... picks, but for the most part they have some
the
good one, guys.
Okay, the pick that I was actually mad at her for
is
was
the
first
impression rose.
No, well he gives, you know, he gives that he's gonna be part villain in this story, but not him. It was the guy that came up to the one that owned the fast car and he had his keys Oh. And he wouldn't give the guy his key back.
Yeah.
And then he sat in his car and made Jen start the car.
Yeah.
And I was like, if I were Jen, I would say, let's get out of his car.
Yeah.
And we can go have a discussion somewhere else. I would have cut them off. That was the weirdest encounter.
Have you seen the second episode yet?
No, not yet.
Okay. Because there's like way more of that in the second episode.
I'm just pissed because that guy, what's his name?
I don't know his name.
That came in and like Anyways, so that like made me so mad. And the guy that had the car actually... I kind of feel
like the producers tell her that she's not allowed to like stop it almost. Because...
But she still gave him the rose. Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah.
But like, I like how the guy that owned the car handled it. He was kind of... He just kind of gave in and let him sit in his freaking car. And then didn't really... make a huge fuss about it.
Yeah.
And the other guy, I was just like, send him the freak home. Yeah. Why did that not give her the biggest ick?
I have no idea.
Why did she start the car? That's so weird. Yeah. Anyway, I didn't like, that was the only part where I was like, I'm not.
You just know that in the beginning, like any of the people that cause drama are going to stay for at least a couple of episodes. It's weird
though. I'm like, send them home. They don't make you do anything.
Yeah.
They just say like, oh, it could be good for views probably.
Yeah.
But like,
yeah, you have to watch the second one because there's like way more of that.
Oh no,
in there, some good dramas.
Anyway, okay. Well, do you want to get into these celebrity encounters before we say theirs? Have you ever met a celebrity?
Nope. I've been waved at by Tom Holland, but okay, that's huge. It.
Was that when he was with Zendaya?
Yeah, they were at the tennis tournament.
That's really cool. We
saw them on the Jumbotron or whatever, and they were in a special box, and then. I was like, no way, because I had just seen Dune 2, so I was freaking out. I was more excited about Zendaya than Tom, which is so funny. I love them both, but I had just seen Dune, and I love Zendaya, so I was like, fangirling so hard. I mean, obviously, Tom is meaning too. And then we, like, walked around the stadium, and I was like, Mom, get your camera out. I'm going to try and, like, wave at them or whatever. And Zendaya was looking the other way, but I waved at Tom because everyone had already exited the stadium.
Yeah.
And he fully just, like, gave me a little wave, and
that's
so
amazing.
Like, a friendly, nice little wave, but...
You can tell that they're probably the nicest people in the world. Oh, and literally. So normal.
So cute. They were so cute the whole time. I was just watching them. I feel like I didn't even watch the match. It was the finals of the freaking tournament. And I'm sitting there just watching staring at them.
They were so beautiful.
So cute. They were also laughing.
I just feel like for how famous they are and how good of actors and actresses they are, you would think they're so out of touch and so unrelatable. But every time I've seen Zendaya in an interview or Tom in an interview, I'm like, they are so normal and down to earth. You can just tell. Nice. And that's why they're the perfect fit. And I hope that they never break up or else I would be crushed.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah,
that's it. Got waved at. But you can tell even by that they're nice.
Yeah.
Like, because someone would just like look away if they were not, you know?
Yeah.
And they got that the whole time people were walking by and waving. Yeah. And he was still so nice.
I know one of our friends, I won't disclose the name so that we don't out with this person or anything, but one of our friends used to work at this ATV tour in Hawaii, and so they would get a lot of people through there, and they were filming Jumanji at the time that they were working there, and so they were able to see all the characters, which is The Rock, Jack Black, and Nick Jonas,
and Kevin Hart, right?
And Kevin Hart was there too, and so she had encounters with all of them, and the only one that wasn't friendly at all with the workers there was Nick.
Yeah.
And I don't know, maybe he's just so shy.
Yeah.
Because I've heard that he's really shy, and I have another friend that knows him and like says he's so, so nice and so funny. Oh. So it must just be that he's like really shy.
Didn't know what to say.
He's at a distance.
So tired.
They're working. Yeah. I get it. But I guess The Rock and Jack Black were like super friendly, gave him the wave and gave him the smiles and stuff. But yeah,
it'd be hard to be on 24/7.
Oh yeah.
Like any person that sees you knows who you are.
And especially if you're an introvert. If you're an introvert, I know that can be so overwhelming.
Exhausting.
And so, and everyone has bad days, good days. And yeah. you just can't like judge a person by the only encounter yeah. that you
I
have.
I feel like the only time I'm like, ooh, I've just heard things is like when you hear it multiple times.
Yeah.
From multiple people that like, they've had bad experiences yeah. with that celebrity.
And like, maybe.
Recently it's been, I've heard a lot of bad about Ellen DeGeneres. I don't know if that's everyone true, is, but everyone has been coming out saying she's like very mean and yeah, rude to work with.
I can't envision that.
That kind of ruined my childhood. I was like, I watched her every day.
I just don't know about, like, how can that be true?
She's Dory. So how could that be true?
She's Dory. Her whole thing on her show was like, be kind to one another.
Yeah. And make I just people don't laugh. Know.
Is that just like cancel culture and they're just all trying to cancel
it
her?
It really could be. But then there's so many people saying no. that and coming out of the woodworks. And I'm like, oof.
I know.
If you have that many people.
That would break my heart.
Like having personal experiences that were bad.
Yeah.
She might be mean. The other person is J-Lo.
Oh,
she's been caught one too many times being rude to people and like acting diva-y. And I'm like, no, not J-Lo.
I know. And I like love all of her movies that yeah. were rom-coms growing uh-huh. up. Like that was me and my mom's favorite. Like we would always yes. watch her and all of her movies.
And I'm sure she has good and bad days and whatever, but
I think she might be a little diva. I think we've talked about that before.
Yeah.
Well, I've had a little celebrity encounter myself.
Who?
It was like so much fun. It was my senior year of high school and I was in California at Disneyland for our cheer competition, like uh-huh. our nationals or whatever. And we were in the park and Modern Family was filming their Disneyland episode.
Oh.
And we saw Claire, the mom in the show, up on the balcony of one of these.
Is that Sofia Vergara?
No, not Sophia. Oh. I saw all of them at one point, but this one we had like a conversation with. Claire's the blonde.
Oh.
That's Phil Dunphy's wife.
Oh, gotcha.
She's the other one. But she was up in this tower and she was filming a little segment. I think like one of those talking segments uh-huh. that they do. And we all just were waving to her. We were like a big group of cheerleaders. Yeah. And she looked down and gave us the wave back and kind of said like, come over here. Aww. We're all like, oh my gosh. So we run over there and she goes, what's like, where are you from? And we all in unison were like, Lehigh.
Oh my gosh.
Cheerleaders. And then she was like, what are you guys? Or like, what are you? Cause she was just asking like yeah. what kind of a group we are. And we're like, cheerleaders.
That's so cute.
And then she's like, can you do a stunt for me? And we're all like, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And so they actually came down and like had us all sign waivers. Oh. And we did a stunt they filmed it and it was in the end of the cheerleading episode or it was at the end of their Disneyland episode. Yeah.
Wait, that's so cool.
It was the coolest thing ever.
Pull that tape out.
No, literally pull out the tape. It was in the credits of the Disneyland episode.
That's so
and we
cool.
were so excited and she was so nice.
That's awesome.
And then
she could have fully just ignored you. Yeah. But
and she like had a little conversation with, you know, she was in the middle of working too.
Yeah.
And so she was really, really nice. And then we were walking through the park and saw the rest of the cast because they had the like blocked off so that they could walk through the park like yeah. filming. So uh-huh. it was fun to like see that whole thing because I actually watched Modern Family a bunch
yeah.
growing up. So that's anyway, so that was cool. my encounter.
That's amazing. I did have one other encounter for any sports fans out there.
Oh.
And he's a little bit older, so maybe they don't know, but Steve Nash. Do you know who Steve Nash is?
Mm.
He's like the top, one of Phoenix Suns' best players ever.
Okay. It sounds really familiar, but yes. I'm not going to act like I know.
He's a big deal in the sports okay. world. Anyway, I was younger and my dad used to take me to the Phoenix Suns games and we got to go out in the hall and he was just out there on a Peloton, like in the middle, just like keeping his legs warm.
Oh.
And he fully had an entire conversation with me. He's like, I love playing tennis. Like, do you travel to play tennis?
That's
like
amazing.
And I was young. He yeah. did not have to talk to me. He was in the middle of a game, literally in the middle of a game. And
That's
he talked
crazy.
To us for so long, me and my dad. And I just remember thinking, he's so nice. And he's just such a down to earth guy, but he's so successful and
yeah.
so rich. But anyway, yeah, that was
That's
cool.
crazy.
That was another good encounter I had.
I feel like I'm trying to rack my brain of trying to decipher what celebrities I've actually met and what celebrities I met in my dreams.
Harry Styles like, 25 times.
Literally. But I feel like I've met, like, in my dreams, I've met a lot of celebrities where I'm like, oh my gosh, it's so good to meet you. And then I'm like trying to get a picture with them to prove that I met them. And then I never can, like, my phone's always broken or I can never get the picture.
Mm-hmm.
But then I'm like, those were all fake in my dreams. So
funny.
Anyway, I think that was my only encounter with a famous person.
I've seen more from a distance, like Rebel Wilson.
Oh, you have?
Bill Gates.
Where? Whoa.
All at the tennis tournament. Oh, yeah. They're there every year.
Yeah.
Rebel Wilson laughed because my mom was my mom was taking a selfie video to try and get her in it, and she fully knew. And so
no
she just
way.
Laughed.
That's really funny.
And I was
funny.
Like, that's, I'd laugh
that's
too.
That's classic.
Because my mom was like facing it the wrong way. It was
a classic. Okay, before we jump into reading your celebrity encounters, we want to thank BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode. BetterHelp is a way to find a therapist online, and you can do it from anywhere. And you take a quiz online, and then they find somebody that they think would be a good fit for you. And if it's not a good fit, then you can always change without any cost or any penalties.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of times just now in today, there's so much social media. And even today we're talking about celebrities. We can compare our lives to so many different people out there. And that can really take a hit on your happiness, just looking at what everyone else has. And even stuff like that is so great to go to therapy for. So if you need some at-home help, this is such an easy way. You don't have to drive anywhere, so it takes minimal time out of your schedule. And then you just have someone that's perfect for you. And if it is not a good fit for you, you can just change at no charge, which is awesome.
I know Sarah and I have both personally benefited from therapy in our lives, and it's really nice to have that option be online, especially with having kids at home. And so make sure that you stop comparing and start focusing with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/fairlyodd today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/fairlyodd. Well, let's jump into these celebrity encounters that you guys have had. I'm really excited to see who you've met.
Yeah, bringing those on.
Okay, so this first one says, I met Drake at a local bowling alley. Drake and Josh, or Drake like the rapper?
I think Drake the rapper, because
really,
no one would say Drake for Drake.
Drake Bell.
Drake Bell.
Okay, I met Drake at a bowling alley. My friend worked there and snuck me into the private party he had.
But what about it?
What about it?
Tell us more.
Tell us the encounter.
Drake is one of my favorite rappers. You can't do me like that. You can't say I met him and then leave me hanging.
Is he currently still your favorite rapper?
I don't know. I kind of stopped. I feel like back in our high school days, it was Drake nonstop.
Yeah, I never really listened to him.
And then I feel like I just, you know, tapered off.
Yeah.
Tapered off with him. But I don't personally listen to rap that much anymore anyway.
Me either.
I'm turning into that old person that just
I'm just a pop girly through and through.
And yeah, I don't know. I listen to like sad music. I'm like,
what is this?
What is this? Anyway.
Okay.
Okay.
No,
well, that's
freaking
cool.
Way.
That's cool.
That's cool. Would like to know what he's like. Can't you disclose that? Just kidding. Okay, you're up.
Okay. I'm gonna be honest. I don't know who this person is.
Are you kidding me?
I saw David Blaine undercover at the airport. He performed a magic trick for me.
He's a magician. David Blaine.
Wait. Got that much when they said he did a magic
trick. But did you ever see David Blaine on, he was like on, he had a TV show. He was always on the street performing magic.
No, but he said he accidentally cut my mom in the line at the airport bookstore. So he bought her a book.
Oh, that's really
nice.
So he did
a magic trick like, for you, and then bought your mom a book. That's really cool.
David Blaine. He was like, I used to watch his show. Like religiously. And then there was this whole spoof that this guy did on YouTube about like pretending to be David Blaine.
Yeah.
And it was the funniest YouTube video I'd ever seen in my life because I grew up watching David Blaine.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I'll have to look him up.
Jesus. I've shown you the video before.
You have? Okay. I'm sure I've seen him.
Okay. Anyway, love that he's nice. I rode the Screaming Eagle at Six Flags with Weird Al Yankovic.
Weird Al?
3 times. He kept saying, let's go again.
And did they just let you keep
so
riding
funny.
With him?
Probably. I bet you they just kept everyone
Weird
on
Al.
Because real Weird Al was saying, let's go again.
Weird
Run
Al.
It again.
That's
they wouldn't
so
do that
funny.
For anyone else.
Oh man, this one is, I met the D's Nuts guy in 2015. He took a picture with me but wouldn't say anything.
He's like, if you make me say D's Nuts, I literally am going to cut you.
Literally. That's hilarious. He just was silent. So did he just not say yes and not say no to taking a picture? He just wrapped his arm around you and didn't say words. It's kind of
probably
funny. Apparently I was sitting on a plane, the last plane ride we had like 2 weeks ago from California with, I was riding with Sunny. Apparently one of the most famous NFL stars was sitting like two rows in front of us.
Really?
Didn't know.
Wow. Didn't know.
And Derek's like, you didn't know he was on your plane. I'm like, no, like,
sorry.
Actually, I don't think he's in the NFL yet. I think he was the number one draft pick.
Oh, crazy.
For the NFL or something like that.
Yeah.
And my brother-in-law was freaking out that was on the plane with us. And mm-hmm. I had no idea at all. But he like got his autograph and everything. And
no
then Derek
way.
Was losing his mind. He's like, you didn't even know? I'm like, sorry.
I don't think I would have known.
No.
The only people I recognize is probably... Travis Kelce. And
you could say I'd recognize him.
I'd recognize him and I'd recognize my gosh. The one that throws the ball to Travis. The one that's the quarterback.
Mahomes.
Yes. But yeah. What's his first name?
Parker. No.
Peter Parker. Mahomes. Something Mahomes. Something I, Mahomes.
Patrick.
Patrick.
Sorry,
thank
Parker.
You.
I knew I
oh,
had it.
Oh my
in
gosh.
There.
There it is. Yeah, oh, I think wow. I would recognize them, but anyone else, I don't know. Yeah. It's because Taylor Swift put them on the map. They put both on the map.
Hot take. Here we go.
She did. She put them on the map for the people who don't follow sports.
For all the women.
For all the women
out there.
And for true. That, they should be grateful.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
I don't know what for, but now we know who they are.
Already mega celebrities, yep. Superstar, won Super Bowls. Grateful.
Yep, grateful.
Oh man.
I was boarding a Southwest flight and asked the man next to me what his number was. When he turned and around, I realized it was Steve O. I didn't know what to do, so I just said, "Okay, I'm in front of you." And then a few seconds later, I just said, "Hi." Huh?
Who's Steve O?
Steve O is that guy that does like all those tricks, I think. This
More
guy.
Magic tricks?
No. Steve O. Yeah, it's the guy on Jack A series.
Oh.
Do you know who that is?
No, but I know what that is.
This is Steve-O.
This might be a hard... Oh, is he naked in that?
Yeah.
Holy.
But he does, like, a lot of dumb stuff.
This might be a hard episode for me
yeah,
because I don't
literally...
know a lot of people. This might be... This is Sarah Education 101.
Oh, gosh. Okay, you're up.
Okay, I had a celebrity living in the apartment above us. Sometimes when people would hang their laundry up there, it would blow down onto the lower balconies. Lo and behold, I'm outside on my balcony when I hear the apartment above me talking about missing panties. I look over and sure enough, they're hanging off the side of my railing. I yelled out, "I can get it," and put them on a broomstick and lifted it up so they could still grab them. Still can't forget it 10 years later.
Who was the celebrity?
Now they're giving us full detail and no name. Just off.
Who was it? That's really funny. That's so funny. Okay. I was out for dinner and accidentally elbowed the British Prime Minister in the balls.
But what did he do? But what did he
do? I need to know the rest of these stories. It's annoying.
It's like hurting me on the inside. I'm like, how did he react?
Oh my gosh.
Did he barf? Was he able to have kids after?
Okay, this one says, met Jennifer Lawrence in a bathroom at LAX. She's so sweet. I actually have heard that Jennifer Lawrence is really... down to earth too.
Oh yeah.
And like friendly.
I mean, you can tell from her interviews.
She's so funny.
So unfiltered. So funny. I think she'd be one of those celebrities that I'd love to meet.
Yeah. I would just love to be friends with her.
Yeah.
I think she was spotted to be an actress. Like she was just on the streets of New York. And somebody was like, you'd be perfect for this or something. Like
That's crazy.
Dream scenario that everyone's like, if I'm just scouted by whoever.
Well, that's how, Mr.
Great.
I'm so sorry. That's how Mr. Star-Lord. What's his name? Star-Lord.
Her love interest in that movie?
No. Well, yeah, he's in a movie with Jennifer.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah,
come on.
Him.
Chris Pratt.
Love him.
Yeah,
I'm
that's
so
how
grateful
he was found.
He
was just living in a van in Hawaii and was approached by a movie producer, and that's how he got his
what?
Start.
And was his first thing the TV series that he did?
Yeah, it was
Parks and Rec.
South Park.
Yeah, Chris Pratt. He is a goodie. I'm so glad they found him. And Jennifer Lawrence. Okay, you're up.
Met Post Malone at a restaurant in Salt Lake City. He was so nice and did not smell bad despite the rumors.
Who said that he smelled bad?
I mean, he looks like he would smell bad. Kinda.
Maybe. He's like always smoking. So maybe dirty. That's why. Yeah. Like he's like maybe smells like cigarettes. I've heard that he's the nicest human in the world.
That's and what I've heard too.
He lives in where we live. He lives in Utah.
And he lives like 30 minutes from here.
Yeah. And he actually records at the recording studio that I record at.
Why have
that
you,
was so confusing.
Why have
that.
You not met Post Malone yet?
Well, they lock it down whenever there's like a famous person
recording.
They
gotta lock it down.
Brandon Flowers records there too, the lead singer of The Killers. And then Post Malone records there when he's not recording at his home recording studio. But everyone that's worked with him over there, like I've asked all of them, they're like, he's literally the nicest human. And he goes out of his way to like make people feel that he's grateful for them. You know what I mean? He wrote a personal little note to the person who owns June Audio, which is the place where we record. And he was just like, thank you so much for, you know, being great. Anyway, he's just out of his way, like nice.
I feel like he's one of those people that maybe gets judged a lot by the way he looks. And so,
yeah, he's one of those people that looks so hardcore, but is a teddy bear.
Such a teddy bear. Yeah. People love
him. He just came out with the most heart-wrenching song, by the way.
Oh my gosh.
What? It's called Yours, I think. And it's about, he has a 2-year-old daughter right now. And it's about envisioning like his daughter growing up to getting married one day. And it's about like her future husband. And like, by the way, those she's not really yours. She was mine first. Oh, you know what I mean? Like, she ran to me before she ran to you. I've loved her from the start. You know, like all that kind of stuff. And I'm like, sorry, I'm literally tearing up listening to this. And it's a full country song.
Wow.
And it's really good.
He's done a lot of country.
He's doing a full country album right now.
That is crazy. Wild. So cool. Anyway. Go Posty.
Love ya.
This one says, I was working at a film fest in Cannes and Sting stepped on my toes. He did apologize though. At least he broke your toe and apologized.
I love it. Okay. William Defoe pulled up on a motorcycle in front of my mom's job, and I swear he just disappeared a minute later.
Who's Defoe?
William Defoe.
Who's William Defoe?
Oh my goodness. Wait, I gotta pull it up.
Do you know him?
No, I know his name, but I can't. Defoe. Oh my gosh. Okay, I knew. Okay. This is William Defoe. He's the Green Goblin.
The Green Goblin
in Spider-Man.
Oh, wow.
He is the most iconic villain that has ever been.
What is that line that we always say?
What?
We always say the line from Spider-Man that's so funny that he says.
He says
yes.
It?
Yes. Oh, I can't remember.
We always say it? Me?
We say it. Yeah. We always laugh about it. Can't remember. That's... Great.
I literally don't know.
It was like not too long ago too.
Was it? I was a part of the conversation.
You were there. Yeah. I think it was the
Who
boys.
Said it? It One of Derek. The boys.
Oh, whatever.
I don't freaking know. But William Defoe, I don't think he
shaped our childhood.
I don't think he can beat, like, his face is just villain to me now. And that just means he did his job.
I love
really
that he
good.
Just pulled up on a motorcycle, stepped on her toes.
No, that wasn't him. That was Sting. William Defoe just pulled up on the motorcycle and then he disappeared a minute later, it says.
Oh. So I just mixed those two together.
He just vanished on his like Green Goblin hovercraft.
Yes.
And was out of there. I love the new Spider-Man movie that had all of the Spider-Mans combined into one movie. That blew my freaking mind.
That was so awesome.
And then when he came back as one of the villains, I was like,
so good.
This is the most iconic thing I've ever seen in my life because I was so attached to those Spider-Mans, the Tobey Maguire ones. To see them all again was so fun.
What is wrong with me?
What, do you think that's boring?
No, I don't. I have a problem.
William Defoe boring?
I actually have a problem. I need to go get tested.
Like a yawning problem.
A yawning problem.
And now when we say yawn, I have to yawn.
I have an issue. Okay. Says, I saw Shaq at Alcatraz. Homie was so much bigger and taller than his bodyguards. Yikes. They're like defending Shaq and he is towering over them.
That is really funny. Did you ever see that TikTok of the girl that DM'd Shaq and he was like DMing her back?
No.
That was the funniest
shit. How old is she? Was it like...
She was young.
Oh, no.
He was like DMing her, and it was the funniest saga I'd ever seen in my life. Like, TikTok girl a shack. I'm not going to be able to find it. But anyway, they were like DMing, and she was just kind of like...
Was he being flirty, or was
her,
he...
Messing with him. Oh. And he was, yeah, kind of being like a little bit flirty.
It's not a great that look.
That was funny. Okay. Next one says, okay, walk here we go. Straight. Walk straight into literally Louis Tomlinson? Tomlinson. What the heck? Louis or Louis? Do you know who this is?
I have no idea.
At the motorway service in England. Let me look up who this guy is. Louis from One Direction.
Oh, what? That's his last name?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. We're like, who is this guy?
Okay, oh, so crazy. She walked into Louis from One Direction at a motorway service in England.
That sounds
straight into him.
That sounds like it could have been, the start of that movie.
Could have been.
Where they meet the celebrity.
Yes, with Anne Hathaway.
And they start dating.
That could have been a meet cute right there. Did anything happen after that? Or did you just say, sorry, sir?
Sorry
little Louis.
Ya.
All right.
OJ Simpson came up to my dad in an airport and thought he was an old friend. My dad does not know OJ, but he went along with it.
That's actually so bizarre.
That is weird. Was he on something?
He's like, hey, friend. They're like, hey, OJ, what's up?
Would you go along with it? I don't think I would. I think I'd say, I don't know you.
I don't think we know each other. That's what I think I would say.
Yeah.
Okay. My family and I met Tyson from Survivor. Oh my gosh, that is so cool. Because Tyson and Survivor.
Which Tyson? He's watched all of them.
Wait, the one that won? At the random Wendy's in the middle of nowhere during the first season, he won. My mom asked if he ended up winning, but obviously he wouldn't tell us. Wait, what a good guy for not giving it away. Tyson's the one from Utah, I'm pretty sure. Blonde.
Oh.
Tyson from Survivor. Yes, he's the one. From Utah.
Oh, yeah.
He's from Utah. He's 45 now.
Whoa.
He was born in Linden, Utah.
Wait, my hometown?
Yes.
What?
And I think he's won Survivor twice now.
How did I not know that watching Survivor?
That's crazy. But he was one of the best winners. Like, he was such a sly dog. He got away with so much, that guy did.
What's his last name?
I don't know. Tyson Apostle. Apostle.
Apostle.
That's what it says. Oh, I don't know. But anyway, he was a good... Crazy. I love Survivor. I need to start watching that again.
The other guy that won that was from Utah. What's his last name?
I have no idea.
Anyway, his younger sister was in my class and sat next to me.
No way.
But he went off the deep... Like, he was severe alcoholic. He went on Dr. Phil.
No, I did see that guy.
Yeah. But he's so nice. I think his name's Tyler.
Yeah.
Maybe not. I don't know.
He went on Dr. Phil after Survivor because he became an alcoholic.
Yeah. So on Dr. Phil, he was saying how he got all the money and then he started getting invited to parties and then just started drinking and it got way too out of hand. And then
that's
to the point where he could not
function.
He was physically ill.
Mm-hmm.
And then he went on Dr. Phil. I wonder how he's
really
doing
sad.
Now.
I hope that he's better.
Yeah. I think they said they sent him to a care facility, but I don't know how that went.
I was in Paris and ran into Selena Gomez while shopping. She was in her PJs and I still got a picture with her.
Okay, that is
that's actually
epic.
Super nice. I feel like a lot of people are meeting her right now.
She's so nice.
Because of her beauty brand.
Yeah.
And so I think a lot of influencers have met her and she seems really nice.
Yeah. Did I ever tell you that I just saw a picture of her with Nia, the Dance Moms girl?
Mm.
Did I ever tell you that I shot photos for all of them?
The Dance Moms people?
Yeah.
What?
I met all of them. I literally met every single one of them. And it was so crazy. They were just on Oahu. I don't know how
was
that.
Was JoJo Siwa there?
I don't think JoJo was there. No, I didn't take pictures of her.
What about Maddie Ziegler?
No.
Ziegler.
No. Actually, yes, she was there.
Are you serious?
Wait, I need to go pull those photos back out.
That would be crazy. She's
like Chloe, all of them.
Whoa.
Yeah, crazy.
Crazy.
Anyway, that is so random. I have met other celebrities. They count.
Yeah.
They count.
They count for sure.
You know, and actually the moms were really nice.
Really?
Which is funny. Because.
Yeah. I was just like a photographer on the show.
Yeah. Anyway, that just reminded me because I just saw Selena Gomez and Nia together.
Oh yeah, Selena seems nice.
Yeah, she seems the fact that she was taking pictures in her PJs, like even
yeah, I mean, or just out in public in her PJs.
Yeah,
awesome. Kind of degaffs.
Love it, love her. Asked Eric, who's Eric Andre? I'm so sorry. Asked Eric Andre for a picture. He said yes. And then when I got ready to take a photo, he walked away. That's really sad.
He's a comedian.
Oh, so was he just being sarcastic? Yes.
I don't That's know.
So sad.
It's like, I'm going to get away while I can.
Yeah. Rough times.
Jason Derulo ran away from my friends and me chasing him down in NYC. We were 15 years old. Honestly, Jason! Can't blame him. He probably got that a lot.
And oh yeah, he's just running.
Like, no, I'm not doing this today.
How many times has he ran
from don't know.
Girls screaming girls? Probably too many times to count.
Remember like peak COVID? Jason was just all going over
off.
TikTok.
Going off, yeah.
And he was just making all these desserts for every million followers that he would get. He would make like a new weird dessert and then he'd take a chomp out of it. That was a weird time of life.
That's a weird time. Where is Jason Derulo?
Right back to COVID.
Yeah.
When I think Jason, I think COVID.
Yeah. I hear.
I think burr, lockdown. Burr, 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 oh my burr, gosh. Burr, burr, burr. Oh, I hate that.
Did that take you? Thanks, right back.
He literally sampled that TikTok sound for his new song.
Yeah.
That is such a weird time of life. And now he's just fully associated with that for me.
Fully. And then we like don't
and he
know.
Then,
we don't
then
know what
he
he's
got
doing
with,
now.
He got with that most beautiful girl I've ever seen in my life. Jenna, I think her name is. And they had a baby together. And then he kept cheating on her.
Oh, no.
So then finally she was just like, see you later. Anyway.
Icky.
Yeah. That's I have icky, like kind Jason. Of a rotten taste in my mouth about Jason Derulo.
Clearly we are not having the best thoughts about Jason over here.
Jason, who are you? Anyway. I saw James Charles in Sephora looking at his own palette.
Oh. Well, kind of a full circle moment.
I would freaking look at my own palette in Sephora if I had one.
That is so cool, actually.
That's funny. I saw James Charles at Coachella from a distance.
Did.
Yeah, I saw a bunch of like influencers from a distance at Coachella.
That's cool.
Yeah. Noah Beck, me and Kenna were there together and it was like, we felt too weird to say hi to anyone because we're like, we're just like older than you and you're just like these boys
that
we've seen on TikTok.
These boys.
Anyway, it was funny to see them in person though.
That is past Josh Duhamel and Fergie on a hike. Fergie was in an all black fancy getup. You'd have never guessed she was on a hike.
Wait, that's so funny. They're the most like unpredictable couple. I think they've been together, like married. They have kids together, don't they?
Josh Duhamel used to be my crush. I don't know if they have kids. I didn't even know they were dating.
Was he your crush because of Safe Haven or before that?
No, it was before that. It was in Transformers.
Mm.
The very first Transformers. I saw him and I was obsessed with him.
Let me look him up in that. Josh Duhamel. There's like
so
a
good.
I did not see that happening.
Yeah, I had no idea they were even together. Oh, Fergie, I bet she's so grateful.
Oh, he is a cutie.
I don't know if you guys saw
the
this
national
girl
anthem.
Sang the national anthem at
an
all-star baseball game.
Yeah.
And she, it will go down in history as the worst. Just look it up. If you look up national anthem, all-star baseball game, she will pop up and you can listen to it. It was the most frightening thing I've ever heard. And I feel so bad for her. I don't know how she got that gig.
I don't
know.
But
apparently
either.
She's in rehab now because
she went to rehab the next day. But I'm like, so many people sing drunk.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
It was so bad.
Like, it doesn't make you not be able to sing good.
So, so bad. And the reason why I'm bringing this up is because until then, for me, Fergie had the worst standing.
Oh, that national
anthem
was actually bizarre.
And I just feel like Fergie is rejoicing right now because she's someone else.
Everyone's saying that she is now off the hook.
She's off the hook
for the worst national anthem. But what was so funny is like Fergie singing and then it's panning to all the basketball players
like
who
snickering.
Are just trying to hold it back, like hold it in. And then at like halfway point, they're all kind of giggling because they can't hold it in anymore.
Cannot.
It was so funny. Also, Fergie's just had some funny singing moments. Like when she's doing the front walkovers on stage. And she's
never saw that. I have not seen that.
It lives in my head.
Oh my gosh. Rent
free. You just have to please, Hannah, put in a little meme of her doing that. It is the funniest. It was like on a Today show. Oh. And she did a... It was really impressive, the front walkover, because she did it with one hand and the other hand's like holding a mic.
Oh my gosh.
But as she's doing the front walkover, she's like,
what? Like, Fergie.
I think I saw that on Vine Days and it literally.
It's just funny because Fergie, you expect her to be perfect. I love Fergie. Yeah, we
literally
love her.
Zero hate to Fergie. No. I'm obsessed with her. I'm obsessed with Fergalicious. Yeah. You'll go down in history as one of my favorite pop stars ever. And so, like, it's just funny. I love these moments of her.
Yes.
She's just, you know, she's a real human. You can't just hold her to being the most iconic. She still is so iconic. You can't take that away from her.
We will always
listen to Fergie. I love her national anthem because she is just iconic to me.
I've watched that so many times. I love Fergie.
Oh my gosh. Anyway, that was an unexpected combination. But hey, he always said that Fergie was his crush.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, happy for him.
Happy for him. They ended up together. It's pretty cute. Okay. So they saw them on a hike. That's pretty cute.
And she was wearing like not hiking clothes.
Yeah.
Super fancy black.
This one says, ha ha ha, so random, but I ran into the Property Brothers at an American Eagle in Nebraska. That seems so on brand for them. Yep. American Eagle, Property Brothers.
Nebraska.
They are one.
Yes.
Yep. One of them married Zooey Deschanel.
Oh, really?
Yes. And that just shakes me up.
Currently. And like pretty recent. I feel like that was like a year or
Zooey,
two ago.
I need to fact check myself. Zooey Deschanel. Yep. She married Joshua Scott, who is a Property Brother, which is just crazy because they just started literally on a... I'm just like, Zooey Deschanel is so iconic to me forever and always. And that is so crazy that she ended up with a Property Brother.
I'm happy for that. I feel like random. Those ones last longer.
They do because I feel like they actually found each other from love.
Yeah. Love to see it.
Love. I love Zooey Deschanel.
This one I can appreciate. It says, flashed Bailey Zimmerman's security guards, then met him.
No way.
Bailey Zimmerman is a country singer.
Really?
He's like a rough
what,
and tough.
What does he sing? Do I know him?
You wouldn't know him. He toured with Morgan Wallen.
Can I say my 2 cents about Morgan Wallen?
Yeah.
Have I told you this before?
Yes.
His only good song is Cover Me Up, and he didn't write it. And I'm sad about that. Because I love his voice in that.
I like a few of his songs.
Yeah. But and this is the thing is like, I'm not a huge country fan, so you can't. Like, obviously, I'm just like a harsh critic to country. So my only thing is this, is Morgan Wallen's voice in Cover Me Up. I'm just like, that is such an incredible voice. And it made me really appreciate him and his singing. And I thought he wrote it. So I was just like, this is amazing. And I went to his page to find other songs like it. And there's nothing else like it. And then you told me it was a cover. And I was like, dang it.
Yeah.
I need him to sing more like Cover Me Up.
Slower songs.
It's just suits his voice so well.
I was a little disappointed in the new album because I wanted him to sing more slow songs.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like his slower songs, like Sand in My Boots, are like my favorite ones because you really hear his voice, not as much as the poppy ones.
He just
ones,
has
but
such a rasp and such a deep good.
I still love him. I still would love to see him.
Yeah, and no hate, but.
But Bailey Zimmerman, she flashed him and then got to meet him. So.
I would assume he kind of enjoyed that.
I would think so. Like, bring that girl in here.
That is really funny.
I love that.
That it worked out for her. Okay. Adam Sandler was biking with his kids and almost ran us over. Oh my gosh. I love Adam Sandler. I know that a lot of people don't like... Wait, do you like Adam Sandler?
Yeah.
I love his movies. I like him.
Funny guy.
I think he's funny.
He's funny, quirky, weird
I like all
guy.
His movies. Anyway.
How many kids does he have?
I don't know. But he seems down to earth too. I love like all the, he just shows up to red carpets, just decafs in his t-shirt and ugly outfits and
stuff. I like him. I love him and Jennifer Aniston's relationship. That is cute.
It's really cute.
All right. was in the airport bathroom and someone ripped one and said, sorry, it was Jennifer Garner.
That's my biggest fear.
I love that.
Going to a public bathroom and then not knowing it, like not knowing who's in there.
Someone hears it.
If somebody sees you and it's like they follow you or whatever it is, and then they hear you blow it up.
Jennifer Garner
that
farting.
Would be so embarrassing.
That is like the last person I thought I was going to say.
Yeah, that's really funny. That's I've amazing. Heard she's really down to earth too.
Yeah.
And really nice.
She seems like she would be.
Okay, I high-fived Mike Tyson through a car window from Heather.
Why didn't Heather she tell us that?
Wait, she high-fived Mike Tyson through a car window?
Why? Did she ever tell us that?
When did that happen? Also, she also met Zac Efron.
Oh, yeah. Why
didn't she put that story?
She's met Zac Efron. Heather, come on.
Oh, my gosh. I forgot about
Heather
that.
Heather is one of our best friends, if you didn't know that.
Yeah.
She's met Zac Efron.
She lived in LA for like a month and all this crazy stuff happened in that month. And one time she was at her cousin's house or something and he was throwing like a big party and Zac Efron was there and she was so sick up in the room and her cousin came and got her and was like, you're going to want to meet somebody. And it was, she like gets up. She said she was looking so disheveled. And it was Zac Efron and she's like, hey, and he's like, hey.
Oh my gosh. Can you imagine being like sick on your deathbed?
And that was and peak Zac Efron. That was prime time, 17 again, Zac Efron.
Holy crap.
Cutie boy.
Would have died.
Yeah.
That's amazing. That's so funny that that's the one she's admitted about Mike Tyson when she's fully had an encounter with Zac Efron.
That's cool too though. High five through a car window.
That is cool. Sure, I'll do that.
This
one says, saw Katy Perry in Whole Foods getting pickled pig's feet.
Ew.
Katie, we got to ask you about that.
Pickled pig's feet?
Who eats pig's feet?
Mm-mm. I don't want feet of any kind.
No, not the chicken, not the pig, not the cow, not the horse.
That's yerkety. Are you sure it was Katy Perry also? I feel like she has a lot of lookalikes. Like a lot of people, I don't know.
Random. Sounds like a Katy Perry thing to do.
She would do that. I made tableside guac for Beyonce at Papacito's in Houston. She didn't even look at me the whole time. It was very awkward. I wonder what it's like to be at that level of fame.
Where you're like, if you look at them, they think they're going to freak
out. Well, you just
know
that people know you matter what. Like,
I feel like it's rude to not even look at them, though. Like, you can still be like, especially if they're making you something. Yeah. Or be like, how do you, I don't know. I feel like I would interact with them.
Yeah.
Because that's just like mean.
Yeah. But she has to do that every day, all day if she's out in public. So it could get a little exhausting. Mm. But that is weird that she wouldn't even give a little thanks for the guac-y.
Thanks for that guac.
Thanks for that guac, girl. Okay, well, sweet. Thanks for sending in all of your celebrity encounters. That's fun to read about.
I was secretly hoping someone would have met JB, but...
I need a JB encounter. I need a Harry Styles encounter. I need... who else?
Those are yours.
Those are mine.
Those are your tops.
Well, I do know... Did you see the girl that met Harry Styles on TikTok? She, like, fully met him, and he was, like, basically asking her to come... show her around the town because he didn't know. I think it was in Korea or something.
What?
And he was basically asking her when she recounted the story, he was basically being like, come with us and show me around. And she didn't pick up on the signs that he was like dropping. And she didn't go and show him around.
Oh my gosh.
And the girl that was with her was like, dude, he was fully wanting to like
hang out with you
and you like denied him.
Oh, that would haunt me the rest of my pretty little life.
Oh my gosh.
Holy
like,
cow.
Like fully being like interested in like hanging with them the day.
Oh wow. Oh wow. That's what happens in my dreams. Like literally like they want to hang out with you.
Literally. Like, it's what dreams are made of. And oh, so wow. I think that does haunt that. I think it does haunt her. Like, who wouldn't? Like even if it was just for friends, like hanging out with herself for the day.
She should slide into that DM.
I don't know what happened after that, but
she needs to do something. She needs to get back in there and say, I will fully.
This happened like a year ago.
Still. I know. Say, I was that girl in Italy.
Yeah.
You got to shoot your shot.
Anyway, thanks for joining us for this celebrity encounter.
And kind of fun.
Thanks for entering. Every time you guys do that on Instagram, it makes us really happy that we have such great followers that submit their things for us.
So. You care about
You're the best. We love you guys. We'll see you next episode.
Bye.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.